We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I was donkey up the team. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jeff's hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, November 16th goes to 35-year-old Joseph Halder. I think that's how you pronounce his name. A volunteer firefighter from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. This is one of those ones that caused me to reflect a little. And in my reflection, I thought to myself, I wonder if humans are as insane as Donkey of the Day makes them out to be. Maybe I need to give humans the benefit of the doubt more and say, hey, it's just me. You are the guy who does Donkey of the Day, so you choose to seek out this crazy every day. And since I choose to seek out this crazy every day, I attract the crazy by way of stories, okay? People send me these things, and I read them, and I can't believe them. So I read them again, and I still can't believe them. Then I check other sources to make sure that these stories are real because I don't believe them. And every morning, we end up here. Same donkey time, same donkey channel. And today is really no exception. Salute to all the public servants out there, all the individuals who realize that your true purpose in life is service to others. Drop on the clues bombs for those individuals. Told you Joseph is a volunteer firefighter. Volunteer firefighters are absolutely public servants. Being a volunteer firefighter is absolutely an act of service. But do you ever think to yourself, well, what if you're a firefighter and there's nothing to do? Nobody to serve. What if you're a firefighter and there's no fires to fight because there is no fires? Have you ever thought about that? Well, Joseph has. And he also had a solution. Mm-mm. Let's go to WSB Channel 2 for the report, please.
Was the third such structure fire in the area in a short amount of time, which by itself is kind of suspicious.
A volunteer firefighter for the Whitefish Township Fire Department was officially charged today for setting a building on fire Saturday night. Joseph Halder was a firefighter on the department for only a few months. Today, he stepped in front of a judge for arson. Halder is accused of setting fire to the building that used to house Ruth's gift shop in downtown Paradise. Chippewa County Sheriff Mike Bittner was on the scene moments after the call came in. He immediately looked over surveillance footage from a gas station across the street. A short time later, deputies arrested Halder while he was fighting the fire. Halder is charged with third-degree arson. He's facing 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine.
Only you can prevent firefighters. Firefighters.
What?
Fire, what am I trying to say? Forest fires.
There you go.
Okay?
And firefighters that right. Said forest
that's
fires.
Right. Oh, that's right. Only you can prevent forest fires, and you know how you prevent them? By not starting them yourself. Okay? Story of my life. This is a literal, physical, tangible example of what self-destruction looks like. See, when you start going to therapy, right, and doing the work on yourself and start healing some of these traumas, when you get to the place in your life where, you know, you start feeling pockets of peace, when you start feeling genuine happiness, when you feel joy, you will find a way to start a fire, right? This man started a fire and then showed up to put out the fire that he helped start. I promise you, this is the version of me that I run from. I don't want to start any fires. Especially when things are peaceful. When things are peaceful, I want them to remain peaceful. I don't want to go grab a canister or something flammable, some fire, and set things aflame just because I'm not used to peace. This man, Joseph, was looking for chaos. He was working with the fire department for just a few months, and he wanted action so much so that he started a fire himself and then went to help put it out. I know people like this right now in corporate America. I know people like this right now in my life. They will create a problem themselves just so they can have something to do, just so they have something to fix. Let me tell you something. When you have to do things like that in order to feel like you did something, then you need to do some internal work on yourself, because that don't make any damn sense, all right? Paul Sloan says the innovative leader has to be an arsonist and a firefighter, but I don't think he meant that literally. Okay, nor Joseph, do I believe you are an innovative leader, and did you know that roughly? Just a fun little snap effect. Roughly 100 firefighters are convicted of arson each year. It's called firefighter arson. True story, there is a very small minority of firefighters who are also active arsonists. And guess what they say motivates these people? Boredom, okay? Or by the prospect of receiving attention for responding to the fires they have set. Sound familiar? Okay, I told y'all earlier this week, Idle Mind is the devil's workshop. These folks really don't be having anything to do. This is truly the era that has everything and absolutely nothing all at once. And that is because the things you all crave aren't real. You got all these followers on social media, but no real connection to nobody. You log on every day to a community that's not even a real community. You're seeking validation and attention and likes and retweets and engagement. None of it is real. And that's why you're bored. And you resort to doing dumb snickerdoodles. That's a BET edit. Like Joseph did. Now Joseph is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. And he's a person of interest in at least two other fires in the area. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Joseph Hadler the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
I can't believe y'all be doing this, snickerdoodles. And don't be Joseph Hadler, okay? Don't start a fire just to have something to do. Not only that, there's some of us who will set ourselves on fire to keep others warm. That means you put other people's needs in front of your own. You do know that's not sustainable, right? Okay, just so we're clear.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, well, first, BET, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, BET.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, Jada Pinkett Smith, she was on the show last hour. We spoke to her for, what, over an hour?
Sure.
Yeah, we spoke to her for over
full,
an hour.
Full conversation is on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah, you can right listen now. To it right now. Watch it right now. She talked about in relationships and in marriages, having friends with the opposite sex. And this is what she actually said. When Will was up here, he talked about... being insecure a little bit about Tupac.
Mm.
Did y'all ever have that conversation? Because as a man, when you're a little insecure, I almost feel like you play both sides. You want to be yourself, but you want to show that you're better than the person that's making him insecure.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever have that conversation?
I wouldn't say that we had conversations in that way. It was just like, you know, we came up in an era where it was so unusual for a man and a woman to be friends. In our era, that was just like friends.
They had to be dating.
Yeah, like what? Right? And so I think for him, it was just like getting your mind around that, you know, and that the kind of friendship that we had, because we had such a, you know, tight friendship that, you know, was very impactful on my life.
All right, so let's discuss 800-585-1051. When you're in a relationship, is it okay for your spouse or your significant other to have friends of the opposite sex?
Not even just in marriage, but in life, you can have platonic friendships. Like, I got way more homegirls than I got homeboys, and a lot of times, a lot of these people are grandfathered in. Like, you know, y'all been friends forever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and another thing Jada said during that conversation, she was like, she didn't say, you know, we're not talking about new people. Talking about people that have been around for a long time.
And it kind of helps you too, like in your relationship, to have friends that are of the opposite sex. So when you vent, or not tell them your, you know, personal business, but when you tell them what's going on, they give you a perspective that your significant other might have and kind of balance it out. You don't have a whole lot of yes men about, yo, I feel you, bro.
Right.
No, I don't feel you. You messed up.
Or it can hurt. You know, like Charlamagne said, no new friends, no new people coming around. If the individual is a new, then we all friends.
Right.
Yeah,
we all speak. But it ain't a situation where you just speak to my wife or I just speak to her. No. We all friends.
But yeah. even old friendships should still be we all friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's discuss. 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.